I'd like to tell you one story about a woman I was speaking with who really has turned her life around, and she credits it very much to Catholic Charities. Now, this young woman, we'll call her Grace, knew Catholic Charities growing up. She explained to me that her mother was chronically alcoholic, addicted, and her dad was very ill. He had multiple sclerosis through her growing up years. And so Catholic Charities was in the family first for emergency assistance, and then when they realized they needed more, you know, family therapy and support. At one point, the children were removed from the mother so she could go away to treatment, and Catholic Charities had them in foster care. And they reunited, but she was easily kind of led into a relationship with a young man, you know, love and affection, and had a child when she was just shy of 16 years of age. Having the child, she said, I looked into his eyes and I knew I could do better. I had to do better. This was my child, and I had to change my life. So she said, I started working at Wendy's, $8 an hour. I thought, this is not going to get us too far. So I started with my GED. I went back to Catholic Charities because they'd done so much for us through the years. She said, in 6 months, she said, I was ready to quit several times, but 6 months out, I had my GED. I got a strong score, and I was able to get a job in the neonatal intensive care as a cleaning person. She said, now, I've been involved with medical people all my life because of my dad's MS. And she said, so I've learned a lot, and I thought, no, I'm setting my sights on nursing. I'm not stopping here. So the next step to that was to apply to be a nursing assistant. And she said, I've been accepted as a nursing assistant, and I'm going through that training, and that will take me from $10 an hour to $12 an hour. She said, but I want you to know that I will be starting a nursing program in the fall semester. She said, my life is going to be different. It's going to be changed. And she said, I give a great deal of that credit to Catholic Charities for what it's been able to accomplish for me, both supporting our family and moving us on.
Given the situation in education with so many students struggling and families struggling, and we have found more and more that that's really clearly the problem, is some of the home life for children is so difficult. You probably see a lot of that every day because you have so many school-based services.
Yeah, several more months we'll have people in all the public schools, in many of the Catholic schools, and we do believe that by being in the schools, we can provide for some of those home needs. Kids don't come because there's not an adult at home to be sure that they come. Kids come exhausted because there's been fighting or addiction or, again, no supervision at home, so they were up playing their computer games. And so we have the opportunity to intervene on these emotional levels and the family levels to allow the teachers to teach. I think the teachers can do a good job of teaching, but the children have to be in the class, calm, and able to work.
So how do you intervene? How do your teams go in?
Well, we'll do, one of the first things we look for is what the principal wants. You know, if the principal refers particular problem situations. Another thing we look at quite a bit is truancy. That certainly typically an indicator that there's a lot more going on than the child's just not coming. So those would be two of our immediate indicators. And then we go out to the community, into those families, to see what supports we can give to the family. At the same time, working within the school structure. And because we're Catholic Charities, we have so many other resources available for the family and the individual.
What do you struggle with at Catholic Charities in convincing people to continue to give?
Really, Eileen, the biggest challenge is deaths. We have a very high, double the national average retention rate of donors. Usually when people give to us, they continue to give to us. We don't lose a lot except through death or through moving away. So there are fewer Catholics, there are fewer people practicing every religion in the country, and especially in the Northeast. So that is our biggest problem. 1 week last summer, three people died, and that was $100,000 that's usually given to Catholic Charities. So that's our biggest loss.
Well, Sister Mary McCarrick, thank you so much.
Thank you.